This week in the Missouri Senate will be one of the most prolific measures to pass during this year's regular legislative session.
Senate Bills 775.
Senator Holly Thompson, Raider of Scott City, sponsored Senate Bills 775, 751, and 640.
Started off as our victims of sexual assault package. It had the recommendations from the sexual assault task force that we were on before session started. And so it had really good language in it to help in several areas for victims of sexual assault and violence. And it had the Rape Shield Law updates. It had the updates to the Sexual Assault Survivors Bill of Rights and many other little tweaks to current law.
The final proposal includes language introduced by Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur.
Started with our Sexual Assault Survivors Bill of Rights. And as you may recall, we worked with people from all different vantage points, from prosecutors to people who work in sexual assault and domestic violence to public safety people, to make sure we had a strong bill to support the people who are victims in these cases and survivors of sexual assault. We're really proud of that legislation.
Senator Thompson Rader says the point was to add to existing law, since some of it had been called into question by a judge's decision.
We wanted to take away as many hurdles and as much additional trauma as possible when someone wants to come and report and try to get that perpetrator off the streets. That's just such a difficult process, and we wanted to remove as many barriers as possible for women who have, and men who have been through that.
Senator Shoup adds among the amendments added to the original bill was one that relates to rules for schools and libraries.
The amendment that made it so bad was amended to be less effective, as far as I'm concerned. So the underlying bill is what stands out as the important piece of legislation.
Senator Thompson Rader says other changes made to the initial proposal came from the Missouri House of Representatives.
Task force for sex trafficking. Our state is one of the states that has a higher amount of sex trafficking offenses. So we need a task force so that we can bring people from all the different areas that work on this together and say, okay, what are we missing? What are we lacking? Why are we in Missouri, one of the highest states in this? That was passed on the bill.
Senate Bills 775, 751, and 640 became law on August 28th. In the meantime, Missouri senators continue to work toward the next regular legislative session. The first regular session of the 102nd General Assembly will start at noon on Wednesday, January 4th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.